We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We're talking today with superintendents from the Pottawatomie County Schools, Wamego Superintendent Tim Winter and Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan, talking about the young school year just getting underway in Wamego and 3 weeks in out at Rock Creek. And, you know, this is, we've seen a lot of changes coming up on our schedules. We noticed, obviously, with K-State changing their time for their football game this Saturday to 11 a.m., and that's obviously related to everything going on as well. But, and I know that high school activities have not been immune from this either, pardon the pun there. Kevin, let's start with you. You had to cancel a ball game last Friday.
We did. We at school that we were playing had too many of their players and coaching staff in quarantine to be able to play. So unfortunately, we had a hole in our schedule this last Friday. Don't know what the opportunities to make that up are going to look like. Trying to fit another game in while staying within Keisha's requirement of 3 days between football games. So it may end up being a lost game for the season. I sure hope not for our kids' sake. But we also had a volleyball tournament scheduled for this coming Saturday, and the host school likewise was unable to host due to some quarantine situations. So we are going to take that on and attempt to host a smaller scale tournament at the new Rock Creek Gymnasium this coming Saturday. So I don't have the details on that as to who all will be there yet, but as looking at being either a 4 or 5 team scaled down tournament, each participant will be allowed 2 tickets for members of their family or friends to come in and watch them play, to really limit the number of students and spectators within the facility and still be able to keep that physical distancing so we don't get inside of that 6-foot-for-10-minute situation should a COVID case come into the building. Now, we are following Governor's Executive Order 2059, like Tim had said, not just for the beginning of school where all staff and the students have their temp taken, but it's anyone who enters our building will have their temperatures taken and will be masked. So anyone coming out for that tournament on Saturday will need a mask and a temp check before they can come into the building. And that's similar across all of our activities at this point, whether it be volleyball, football, or even cross country, is we're going to work real hard on those restrictions. To ultimate goal is to keep our doors of our schools open and make sure that we can have the activities that drives the success of so many of our students, whether those are extracurricular sports activities, extracurricular, you know, fine arts, or any of the co-curriculars, either activities or fine arts. We really want as close to a normal situation for our kids as we can. So we are abiding by every one of the virus mitigation practices that's practical.
What about you, Tim? I know there was football Friday. I heard that game on the radio.
Yeah, you guys had the game of the week. We were at Concordia. Unfortunately, we came up on the short end, but we're doing the same things that Kevin stated. We have not had any high school games canceled or postponed. There's been a few little tweaks. For example, we were supposed to have a triangular over at Silver Lake, but one school did back out, so it became we played Silver Lake twice. We did have a middle school football game get canceled, but for the most part, things are rolling. We are limiting our spectator capacity to 25% at our venues. When there is a game in the building for fall, that's primarily volleyball. We are temp checking, each player right now, we're giving each player 3 passes that they can share with family members or friends, and we're giving out passes to a group of students on kind of a first come first served basis, starting with our seniors and working our way down. At outside contests, football will be our primary concern. Golf and tennis, you know, people can more easily spread out. But at football, we'll ask fans to show up with their mask on when they go through the admission gate with their vouchers to enter the game. if they are able to social distance once they're inside, they can remove their mask in the stadium. If they're going to the restroom or to concession stands, and we're asking them to mask up. But again, like Kevin said, we're trying to take every precaution possible to still be able to enjoy the game and do the things that kids love to do that give them purpose. But also, we want this to last all year long. So we're taking every precaution possible just to keep our seasons going. For example, our football team, they store shoulder pads and helmets in the locker room, and that's about the only reason they go into the locker room, is just to retrieve their shoulder pads and helmets. Otherwise, their other gear is with them, or they come dressed for practice and leave with that gear. But trying to definitely minimize those tight spaces and groups of kids in those tight spaces.
Yeah, lots of new challenges for everyone right now. And looking ahead to your next meetings, Kevin, I know you have a school board opening and quite a few candidates interested coming up here on Monday.
We had our board president actually resign at the end of July for a very good reason. We hired her as a preschool teacher. So we do have that at-large district position to fill. We right now have 7 applicants for it who've gone through and filled out a questionnaire packet for the board to preview. And then Monday night, they will actually do about a 10 to 15 minute interview of each of those candidates, and then make a selection of our at-large board member position. So that chunk of the meeting will last a little while, but it's very important that the board's able to ask some questions and receive feedback from those people and find someone who will be a good fit on their board team. So that'll be the bulk of the meeting. A lot of the other reports will be a lot of what we've talked about today, which is how is our school year going to this point? How are we, to use KSDE's term, pivoting as needed with our educational program between the remote, the in-house, and then those who have to leave the in-house at school version for a quarantine and then rotate back in. So there'll be a lot of conversation on that. And other than that, it's just your typical September meeting.
All right, Tim, you meet on Monday as well. What's on the agenda for Monday?
Well, we have all our board positions filled, so we don't have to do that. That's great. You got 7 applicants, Kevin, but yeah, that'll take up a good chunk of time. We have a traditional meeting. Much of this discussion will be on the reopening plan, on navigating change. And as Kevin said, the pivots we've had to make and the challenges we face, and maybe we'll talk a little bit about the successes as well, but each building will report on that. We also have our fine arts team has been working, started last year, and then of course COVID interrupted their spring work, but we have some teachers that are presenting new curriculum for approval. So Scott Meitler, our one of our new staff members, our assistant superintendent and director of instructional services, will be presenting with one of those teachers on new curriculum and a proposal for the board to accept. This is a meeting where we introduce our new staff, so we won't have staff on site. We will just have their pictures, and we'll have our principals talk about our new staff. I do want to mention, this is not on the board agenda, but at some point we will probably recognize her. But yesterday, our food service department was recognized at the State Board of Education meeting. Laura Fales and her food service team, fantastic job through all of this COVID situation starting last spring and into the summer and so forth. But they won 2 awards. They won the Kansas Ken Implement Innovative Meal Pattern Strategies, where they were able to get the meal programs, keep them rolling through COVID and on into the summer, where they fed thousands of meals every day, breakfast and lunches, and increased their participation by 249% over that time frame. And then they also won a Kansas Ken Increased Participation for their Second Chance Breakfast program, where now students can get a breakfast at about approximately 9:30 in our middle school and high school for some of those late arrivers, or so some of those people don't like waking up and eating breakfast right away. So they increased their participation by about 140% doing that as well. But she was recognized as our entire food service department team yesterday, and at some point we'll recognize her at a school board meeting as well. So I just want to give a shout out to her. And other than that, yeah, we'll talk a lot about navigating change and the challenges we faced and so forth in these early days of school.
All right. Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. I forgot I was going to mention that, and I'm glad you did. Tim, Kevin, appreciate it, and hopefully things will continue to roll right along for your new school year.
Thank you very much, Brandon.
Thanks, Brandon. Have a great rest of the week.
All right, thank you. Stay tuned. We'll talk with Tara Clausen up next from Kansas United Way here on InFocus.